Compared to Mother's Day, it seemed like we don't have as big a turnout on Father's Day.
我记得母亲节，妈妈都有一朵花在胸前。
I remember every mother got a flower put in there on Mother's Day.
到了父亲节，做爸爸的连一支笔都没有。
But for Father's Day, we don't even have a pen in our pocket.
可是我们做爸爸的比较宽容，就是让妈妈先威风。
But I guess being a father, we need to have that kind of large heart to allow the mother to have all the glory.
好不好？我们请做爸爸的跟做爷爷的老爷的都站起来，好。
So I would invite all the fathers and grandfathers to stand up.
呀，我们感谢他们。让我们一起祷告，我们为要祝福所有做爸爸。
Let us pray to give blessings to all the fathers.
天父，我们为做这在站在你面前的爸爸、爷爷、老爷都感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the fathers and grandfathers standing in front of you.
那么在过去的日子里面，他们劳苦是为了家庭。
We thank you that they have labored for their families.
他们爱家庭。
And that they love their families.
他们爱太太，他们也爱儿女。
That they love their wives and their children.
恳求主，你大大的赐福给他们。
I pray that you grant them blessings abundantly.
也让他们能够明白做一个做。做爸爸的和做祖父、祖母、祖父的都能够知道怎样带领你所赐给他们的产业。
I ask also that you grant them understanding of their roles as fathers and grandfathers in leading their family in spiritual journey.
让他们在他们的家中能够成为做儿女、孙儿女的榜样。
That they may set good role models for their children and grandchildren.
我们这样的祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the Lord Jesus' name.Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
今天我们的信息分为两个部分。
So today, there are two parts in my message.
第一个部分是针对儿女所讲的。
The first part is directed towards the children.
当我讲到第一个部分的时候，如果你做父母的，觉得说，哎呀，这个跟我没有关系，我们准许你在下面睡觉。
So if you are parents and you feel like the first part that directed to the children, you may not have that much to do with it, you may take a little nap.
可是不要打呼啊。
But do not snore.
第二个部分是针对做父母的。
But the second part is directed towards the parents.
可是我们请我们的年轻人 也留步啊，不要离开啊。
But I ask the young people among us to stay even for that part.
因为过不多久你们可能会成为父母。
Because you can soon become parents yourself.
好，我们看看第一个部分是讲到做儿女的要听从父母，要孝敬父母。
So let's look at the first part, which...talks about how the children should obey and honor their parents.
今天的经文是出自哥罗西书第三章第二十到二十一节，以及以弗所书第六章一到四节。
Our passage today came from Colossians 3:20 to 21 and Philippians 6:1 through 4.
哥罗这两段经文的内容是不是很相似？
And these two passages are very similar.
可是也有不同的地方。
But there are subtle differences.
哥罗西书三章二十节是针对身为儿女而说的。
So Colossians 3:20 is directed to the children.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
So Paul wrote.Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
而以弗所书六章第一到第三节讲的比哥罗西书更加的详细。
In the passage in Ephesians, Paul wrote in a little greater detail.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。Children,
obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your parent, father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
到底儿女为什么要听从父母呢？
So why do children need to obey their parents?
这段经文告诉我们几个原因。
And from these two passages, we can come up with at least four reasons.
第一个原因是，这是主所喜悦的事情。
First, obeying your parents is something that pleases the Lord.
基督徒的家庭是有神同在的家庭。
A Christian home is a home where God is in the midst.
神在我们的家庭里面。
So if God is in our midst,
如果神看到我们儿女对父母没有礼貌的话, 他一定很不喜悦。
And if God sees how disrespectful the children are towards the parents, he must be displeased.
哥罗西书3章20节说, 你们做儿女的要凡事顺从父母, 因为这是主所喜悦的。
So Colossians 3:20 said, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
听从父母是神所喜悦的事。
So obeying parents is something that pleases the Lord.
我们请年轻的弟兄姐妹们，父母无论吩咐我们做什么，我们就要听从，就要听取。
So this asks our young children to obey your parents whatever way that the parent asks you, commands you.
哥罗西书的教导是要我们听从父母，而且是凡事听从父母。
Not only did it say obey your parents, but it says obey your parents in everything.
换句话说，什么事都听从。
So not just in some things, but everything.
我们没有选择的余地。
So it's not up to the young people to choose.
我们听从父母，我们就能够讨神喜悦。
So rather that when we obey parents in everything, we please the Lord.
可是这里有一个前提。
Now, but it is under a context.
这个前提是父母要我们做的事情是先一个敬畏主的心而吩咐儿女。
That is, the parents are leading the children with a reverence towards God.
如果父母吩咐儿女，那些事情是不讨神喜悦的话，我们可以不用听。
So if the parents are telling the children to do things that directly counter what God commands, then there is a reason to disobey.
第二点，要做儿女的听从父母是理所当然的事情。
So the second point, the second reason is that obeying your parents is a reasonable thing, or it is right thing to do.
这不单单是圣经的教导。
It goes even beyond what the Bible teaches.
就是按照人的常理来说，儿女听从父母也是应该的。
Even in human common sense, it was go that children should obey their parents.
我从小就生长在贫穷的家庭里面。
Now I grew up in a rather poor family.
我的爸爸妈妈都要外出工作才能够维持家庭的生活。
So both my parents had to work to support the family.
所以我们总共有六兄弟，没有姐妹。 我们都是天天都要面对我的祖母。
So all six brothers in my family grew up with my grandmother taking care of us.
因为我的父母每天都早出晚归。
Because my parents had to leave for work early and come back late.
我的祖母常常告诉我们兄弟。
So this is something that my grandma would say all the time.
而祖母才能说我吃盐比你吃米多。
So the amount of salt that I've eaten is more than the amount of rice you ate.
他的意思是告诉我们两样事情。
So what it meant was,
第一、祖父母跟父母的人生经历经验比我们丰富。
What she meant was that I haveExperienced much more in life than you have.
他就告诉当时说，你们做儿女就要听从我，因为我的人生经验比你丰富。
And because of being much more experienced in life, you as children should listen to me.
第二点呢，他告诉我们说，祖父母和父母是我们的长辈。
And the second point was that grandparents and parents were the authority figure.
他们的年龄比我们大，他们有管教儿女的权柄。
Not only because they are older, but also because they have been given the authority to lead their children.
他们的权柄是神所托付给他们的。
This authority is given by God.
我们违背他们的管教就是违背神。
So when we disobey them, disobey their discipline and instruction, it is disobeying God.
第三点，为什么做儿女的要顺听从父母呢？
The third reason for children to obey God, to obey parents,
听从父母是神的命令。
Because that is obeying God.
我们都要听神的命令。
Now we all should obey God's command.
神的命令是要我们听从父母。
And God directly commands children to obey their parents.
所以我们就要听神的声音。
So as we listen to the voice of God, we should obey what he said.
以弗所书第六章第一节说，你们做儿女的要听要在主里听从父母。
So Ephesians 6:1 says,Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
在注意这个主里面。
So the context is obeying the parents in the Lord.
父母儿女都是在主的里面。
Because both the parents and the children are in the Lord.
因为我们是在主的里面，我们就要听从父母。
And because of this relationship in the Lord, we must, children must obey the parents.
原因是我们的父母听从神的声音，听从神的命令。
And the pretext is that the parents also obey God.
我们做儿女也要在主的里面听从父母的吩咐。
And as the parents obey God, children should obey their parents in the Lord.
第四点，听从父母就是孝敬父母的行为表现。
And the fourth is that obeying parents is honoring them in deed.
孝敬父母是是十诫里面的第五条诫命。
In the fifth commandment among the ten commandments.
十诫的前面的四条是针对人跟神之间的关系。
Now the first four commandments give instruction about the relationship between man and God.
后面的六条的诫命是人跟人之间的关系。
And then the next six commandments give instruction regarding relationship among man.
所以第五条的诫命是人跟人之间的关系的第一条。
So the fifth commandment is the first commandment that directhow we live our relationship with other men.
可见这个是神所看重的事情。
So we can see that the parents honoring is something that God placed very high emphasis on.
出埃及记第二十章第十二节说，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
So Exodus 20,Verse 12 says, Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you.
这一节所说的就是刚好和以弗所书第六章第二节所说的一样。
So this is what Ephesians 6, verse 2 is quoting.
要孝敬父母，使你得福在世，长寿之事，第一条是带应许的诫命。
So Paul wrote that honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on earth.
为什么孝敬父母的人会在世长寿呢？
So you may ask, why would people who honor their parents enjoy long life?
所以箴言第二十章二十节啊，说咒骂父母的，他的灯必灭，变为漆黑的黑暗。
Proverbs 20:20 says, if a man curses his father or mother, his lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness.
我们生活在如果我们生活在漆黑和黑暗当中，怎么能够长寿呢？
Now if we really live in pitch darkness, how could we have long life?
即使我们能够长寿的话，要常常活在漆黑和黑暗中的日子是不好过的。
And even if we do have long life, it wouldn't be enjoyable life if we live in pitch darkness.
所以根据以弗所书第六章，孝敬父母的人能够得到从神而来的福分。
So according to Ephesians 6, those who honor their parents will receive blessings from God.
父母和儿女都是属于神的人。
Now both parents and children belong to God.
儿女不孝敬父母，也就是不尊重神。
If children do not honor parents, they do not honor God.
不尊重神，神怎样祝福他呢？
So how would God honor them or bless them if they do not honor God?
所以下来我们就进入另外一个阶段，就是我们做父母的应该怎样呢？就是说做父母的信息。
So the next part I want to direct them to the parents. How would you bring up your children?
父母要照做主的教训和境界管教儿女。
So here Ephesians 6:4 says, fathers need to bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
哥罗西书第三章二十一节说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Colossians 3:21 says, fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
以弗所书六章四节说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照做主的教训以警戒养育他们。
And Ephesians 6:4 says, fathers, do not exasperate your children, instead bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
两段经文都告诉我们所有做父亲的
So both passages are directed to the parents.
我想也包括做母亲的也在里面。
Not only the fathers, but also the mothers.
我们做父母的不要惹儿女的气。
That as parents, we do not embitter our children.
这个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
惹儿女的气在哥罗西和以弗所西所用的字是希腊字都是不同的字。
Now the two words used in these two passages are different words, embitter and exasperate.
哥罗书所如果用英文翻译的，他用的那个字，英文翻译可以翻译成 to arouse.
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 Okay. So the English translation of embitter from the original Greek could have been translated as arouse.
这个字在新约圣经只出现两次。
And this Greek word appeared only twice in the whole New Testament.
一次是在这个地方，另外一次就是在哥罗西书第九章第二节。
The only other occurrence of
哥林多后书第九章第二节。
The only other occurrence of this Greek word was in 2 Corinthians 9:2.
他说我因为我知道你们热意的心，常对马其顿人夸奖你们，说该亚人预备好的已经有一年了，并 并且你们的热心激动了许多人。
So here Paul wrote to the Corinthian Christians, For I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year, you in Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action.
这边讲到的是悸动。
So here it was translated stirred.
这个是在这里的翻译悸动是用在好的方面。
Now in this passage, the word stirred was translated, and it was used as a positive word.
所以以弗所书所用的希腊字可以翻译成读 provoke.
But on the other hand, the Greek word used in the Ephesians passage, exasperate, could have been translated as provoke.
是另外一个字,
it was a different Greek word.
两处的圣经是不同的字眼。
So Paul used a different Greek word in his original writing.
罗马书第十章第十九节出现两次。
And that same word that's used in Ephesians was used twice in Romans 10:19.
罗马书第十章第十九节说，我再说以色列人不知道吗？先有摩西说，我要用那不成之名的激动你们的愤恨，我要用那无知的名触动你们的怒气。
So in Romans 10:19, Paul wrote, Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First, Moses said, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding.
在这边,激动你们的愤恨, 在希腊文只有一个字。
So here it says, make you envious, but actually original Greek was just one word.
激动你们的怒气也是一个字,都是同样的字。
And it's the same Greek word that was translated, make you angry as well.
所以我们这边很清楚,把前面所说的就归纳起来的,什么是不要惹儿女的气呢?就是不要激怒儿女。So,
in referencing these other uses of the same words, we could come to the sense that the embitter or exasperate means to make them angry.
今年我们做父母的，我们会经历两代的代沟。So
as parents today, we have two different kinds of generation gaps. We experience generation gaps with our children.
出生在70年后的儿女，80年后，90年后以及2000年后的儿女都是不一样的。
And those children who were born in the 70s or 80s or 90s or in the millennium were different.
他们的不一样可以很容易产生父母的与儿女之间的代沟。
And this cultural difference of growing up in a different era can create a large generation gap.
比方说，70年后的父母如果不了解2000年后的儿女的思维和观念的话，很容易因为代沟的关系产生矛盾。So
those parents who were born in the 70s, if they don't understand the thinking and cultural context of children that were born in the 2000s, that tension can easily generate a lot of conflict.
特别是我们做父母的是在国内出生长大，我们的儿女是在美国这个地方，两个文化的不同，代沟会更大。And
adding to that generation gap, we also have a cultural gap, that our parents are born and raised in China, while the children were born and raised in America.
在养育儿女的事情上面，做父母的就要掌握什么是我们必须坚持的，什么我们可以放松的。
So, as parents, we need to have the understanding and wisdom to know what are the things that we must hold to and insist on, and what are the things that we can let go.
圣经的真理的事情是父母应该坚持的。
And what we must insist are truths that are taught in the Bible.
如果恩妮说, 我不要参加崇拜, 我不要来礼拜堂, 我要在, 我要去跟, 礼拜天, 我要跟我的同学玩, 打球, 做父母必须要坚持。
So if our children wanted to use Sunday instead of coming to worship but to hang out with friends, then we need to insist.
最近年轻人很喜欢纹身。
And there are also the young people that are interested in getting tattoos.
有人说没有问题，有人说不行。
And that generates different kind of opinion, whether it's allowable or not.
圣经怎样说的？
What does the Bible say?
圣经以利未记第十九章二十八节说，不可为死人用刀划身，也不可在身上刺花纹，这是我是耶和华。
So Leviticus 19:28 says, "Do not cut your bodies for the dead or put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am the Lord."
圣经的经文很清楚地告诉我们，为死人和活人纹身都不行。
So the scriptures clearly tells us that whether you do it for the dead or for the living, putting tattoo on the body is not permissible.
中文圣经的翻译好像是指的是为死人纹身。其实这段经文的英文翻译很清楚，我们请林医生把它念出来。So
Chinese version may make it seem like they're only prohibited from putting marks on the body for the dead, but the original that translated into English might indicate it differently. It says, "Do not cut your bodies for the dead or put tattoo marks on yourself." So that wasn't specified as being for the dead. It's for whatever situation.
那边有讲 on yourself.
It says on yourself.
这个是复数的.
And it's a plural word, on yourselves.
这是指我们每一个人.
So it is directed to everybody.
做父母的坚持圣经的原则不算是惹儿女的气.
Now, so when the parents insist on the biblical truth, and that is not exasperating your children.
因为这个是做父母应该负起的责任。
Because that is the given responsibility of parents.
这个责任父母是要向神交代的。
And for that, the parents are held accountable to God.
以弗所书六章四节指示父母只要照做主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So instead, the parents are instructed to bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
今天的孩子要管也要教。
So children needs to be trained and instructed.
管不教很容易, 惹儿女的气。
So here, training has the kind of the meaning of disciplining. If you only train and discipline, but without instructing, it can tend to make them angry.
不管教儿女不是, 就不是神忠心的,
But if as a parents we do not train and instruct our children, we are not being faithful steward for God.
旧约圣经撒母耳记上讲到祭司以利不管教两个儿子， 这是记录在以撒母耳记上第12章第12节。
So in 1 Samuel, there is a reference about Eli's sons, how wicked they were and how Eli failed to train and instruct them.
经文说，以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。
The passage said, Eli's sons were wicked men. They had no regard for the Lord.
第十七节讲，如此这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重，因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。
And then 1 Samuel 2:17 says, The sin of the young men were very great in the Lord's sight, for they were treating the Lord's offering with contempt.
所以在后来神责备以利，
So God rebuked Eli.
他的慈悲是记录在撒母耳记上第二章第29到30节。
So in 1 Samuel 2, 29 through 30, recorded how God rebuked Eli.
所以他的慈悲主要是在30节。
So mainly in verse 30.
圣经告诉我们, 因为 尊重我的, 我必看重他, 藐视我的, 我必轻视。
So here God said, those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained.
所以很严厉地责备以利。
So God rebuked Eli's very strictly.
这边我们可以看出, 神不单单是责备以利的两个儿子，连他父亲也责备。
So God not only rebuked the two sons who were committing all the sins, but also their father for his failure to train and instruct them.
结果神重重地惩罚他们。
And God did discipline them.
还是要管也要教，管以教要侍重。
So, as parents, we must train and instruct our children, and those must be put in a good balance.
我们不可以太过严厉, 也不能够太过放松。
So we must be, we must not err on the side of being too strict, nor on the side of being too lenient.
太过严厉的管教就是惹儿女的气。
Because like bringing our children up with ironclad would tend to make them angry or exasperate them.
哥罗西书3章21节说恐怕他们失了志气，到底这个是什么意思呢？
And then in Colossians 3:21 says, if we embitter our children, they will become discouraged.
这个是指父母的在管教的事上无理的指打孩子。
So that would happen if parents tend to scold their children for no reasons or any reason.
或者是无理的责骂孩子。
Or even when children didn't do anything wrong, but the parents still scold them.
就会使到, 孩子失去自信心。
And that makes the children lose their self-confidence.
失去的英文翻译是 discourage.
So here the English word discourage.
孩子要 encourage, 不是 discourage.
So we must encourage them instead of discouraging them.
做父母的多少时候我们犯了错。
So very often when parents did something wrong.
我们以我们的情绪来管教孩子。
And we train our children according to our own emotion.
今天我的心情好一点，我就对孩子好一点。
So if today I'm in a good mood, I would treat them nicely.
今天我的心情不好，我就责骂我孩子。
And if I'm not in a good mood, then my children suffer.
身为父母的，我们要培养孩子，让他们能够建立两种的品格。
So, as parents, we must build up these two kinds of characters in our children.
我们要建立他们的自信心。
So we must build them up with confidence.
我们也要建立他们有自制的能力。
But we also must build them up with self-control.
也就是说，他们懂得如何的来约束, 他们自己。
That they may be able to rein in themselves.
他们也有控制自己的能力。
And that they may be able to control themselves.
今年20年代后的父母的问题就是缺少 discipline.
A lot of the problem with today's family is the lack of discipline.
曾经有一位, 做父亲的来告诉我,
once I was told by a father in my congregation,
他说过去我常常开放我的家给弟兄姐妹聚会,
that he used to open up his home to allow brothers and sisters to have fellowship there.
现在我不开放了，为什么呢?
But he had stopped doing that. And the reason was,
原因是每一次他开饭的时候，孩子就很野。
Because every time when other families come, there will be children going rogue.
他们 就进到每一个房间去。
And those rogue children would go into every room in the house.
就在房间里面跳动，爬到床上去，在床上跳。
And they would just make a big mess, jumping up and down the bed and bookshelves and desk.
在主人的房间，打开主人的抽屉，打开香水、化妆品，弄到满地都是。
So,everything from the drawer is taken out, and the perfumes and everything is thrown on the floor.
当客人离开后，整个屋子就不像样。
So after the guests left, the house is looked like a hurricane just went through.
洗手间的地上都是水，房间的地上都是食物和杯子。
And the bathroom is flooded, and food is thrown everywhere.
感谢赞美神，这种情形没有发生在我们三镇华人宣道会。
Praise the Lord that this has not happened here yet.
我们三镇的孩子其实是很乖的。
So I must commend you for how well behaved our children and youth are.
我们的青少年儿童都很有礼貌，知道他们知道界限，都很有纪律。
So they have learned to be polite and know their boundaries.
在教养的事情上面很不容易。
It is not an easy job to bring up the children.
孩子的成长的过程中，在小学及中学的阶段是很重要的时刻。
And the children's age of elementary school or middle school, that's a very critical time.
这个时刻是需要管及教的阶段。
And that is the time where the training and instructions most critical.
到了中高中后，我们就不能够用小孩子那种的方式来管教孩子。
Once they are in high school, they are beyond the time where you still can instruct or train as if they were young children.
不管孩子在哪一个年龄的阶段，管与教绝对不能够缺少两样东西。
But still, no matter what age the children are in.Two things cannot be missed, cannot go missing among your training and instruction.
第一样是爱。
And the first is love.
第二样是父母的榜样。
And the second is the example set by parents.
单单管教没有爱，可能会造成孩子幼小心灵的伤害。
And again,disciplining without love tend to injure the children.
管教中身教比言教更为有效。
But setting good example is way more effective than instructing by words.
各位弟兄姐妹们，诗篇一百二十七篇三节有这样的话语。
Brothers and sisters, Psalm 127:3 says this.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Sons are a heritage from the Lord, and children a reward from Him.
儿女是神赐给父母的产业。
So, our children are heritage, are gift from God.
所以我们做父母的，我们要明白，儿女是属于神的。
So we must understand this as parents, that our children belong to God.
我们不，儿女不能够跟我们在一起一生一世。
They are not going to be with us for the whole life.
因为他们会长大。
Because they grow up.
他们长大后就会离开家，他们成家后结婚后就要 离开家。
They're going to leave home, they're going to establish their own career and family.
他们不会永远在我们的身边。
So they're not going to be near us all the time.
哦，所以我们要好好的珍惜儿女在我们身边的时间。
So for the limited amount of time we have them with us, we must cherish those time.
当孩子长大成人，离开父母之后
，Once they become adults and leave parents，
他们会珍惜那一段我们跟他们在一起的时间。
They would also record a time growing up with I guess cherishing. They cherish the time that they grew up.、
Mm-hmm. 弟兄姐妹，我们 要明白，时间一过去，永远不会再回头。
So brothers and sisters, once time is gone, it does not come back.
我讲这一句话，我讲这一句话，是我内心的经历。
I'm saying this with something, with an experience that's deep in my heart.
我不是以好的爸爸来讲这一句话。
I'm not saying this as if I've been a good example of a good father.
弟兄姐妹，我不是一个好爸爸。
I had not been.
我没有好好的做一个好爸爸。
I had not done my job as a father very well.
现在我两个孩子长大了。
So, during the time that my two children grew up,
当我回想过去的事情的时候，我心里是内疚的。
So when I reflect on the time that I had with my children growing up, I'm full of regret.
因为我是一个失败的爸爸，所以勉励你们要做一个好的爸爸。
Because it is where I have failed, and I want to exhort you to be a better one.
希望你们能够珍惜孩子在身边的这一段时间。
That you cherish the time that your children are still with you.
他在你的身边的时候，好好的爱他们。
So love them dearly.
我们要求神来祝福我们每一个家庭。
So I pray for God to bless each and every family.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
今天我们将在座的每一个做父母的交在主你的面前。
Dear Lord, I submit every parent into your hand.
让你来给他们聪明的智慧，如何的来做，来管教你所赐给他们的产业。
That you grant them wisdom and understanding in knowing how to bring up the children that you have gifted them.
最重要的是让他们能够懂得把孩子带到你的面前。
And help them to bring their children to you.
让他们不是用怒气来管教孩子。
And help them not to rein their household with anger.
乃是用爱，乃是用榜样来管教孩子。
But lead them with love and with godly example.
让他们那一天到你的面前交战的时候，他们完全毫无羞愧。
So that when they come before you to to report what they have done in this life, that they may not be there with regret.
我们这样的祷告呢，是奉耶稣基督的名。
This prayer is in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.